One of the most intriguing speakers at the Web Summit was John Sculley, a former president of Pepsi and ex-CEO of Apple. The 75-year-old was quizzed by journalists on all manner of topics, including his thoughts on Asian entrepreneurs. Sculley said that 70% of GDP growth is coming from emerging markets, and that much of it was taking place in Asia. He believes Asian education systems are far superior to the rest of the world, but he was concerned by their focus on answers.
I see Asian students and they work very hard. They're very good at subjects where they have to remember the answers. And then they get to an American university and they discover that it's not about the answers at all. In fact, with technology, the answers are all commodities. You know, you go to Google, you go to Wikipedia, you can get answers. They're cheap, they're free. The real value is in the questions.
Sculley said most Asian cultures encourage fitting in rather than standing out, which could harm their ability to produce groundbreaking entrepreneurs. Coincidentally, one Asian startup at the Web Summit was trying to help more students get to top US and British universities. Stanley Chia Ding Lee from Singapore co-founded Cielfo, which offers advice and produces online resources for people who want to study abroad. By way of example, he explained that the admission exam for US colleges, the SAT, is something that many Asian students struggle with.
They look for SATs and they look for your high school grades and your essays. There are a lot of essays to write. And the essays, they're looking out for your personality, your profile. But how do you write about that? You know, they are not trying to see what have you achieved, what have you done, but they're trying to really see who you are like as a person, what are you passionate about.
Before the Web Summit, Cielfo received major investment, and it now plans to expand into China. But Sculley believes that the risk-taking required is lacking in many countries outside of the United States.
India is a perfect example. Many of the C-level executives in the top technology companies and now financial service companies are from India. And yet India has never created a Google, a Facebook, an Apple, a LinkedIn. So you say, why, when you have these highly educated, highly talented people, haven't they been able to break out and do the innovative, risk-taking things that entrepreneurs have to do?
Rahul Chowdhury was one Indian exhibitor in Dublin looking to push boundaries. His company, EdCited, provides an online data system for schools and universities. This allows students, parents, teachers and administrators to keep track of things like attendance, fee payments and exam results. 25,000 Indian students already use his service. Previously, he says only top US and European institutions could afford such a system.
For a small college or a small school in, say, Africa, with only 200 students, is not able to avail those kind of features. So that is the reason we wanted to deliver that value proposition. We want to make really high-end solutions very affordable to the student communities across the world, especially in developing markets.
Mark Rodden, RFI, Dublin.